Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Donald J. Trump continues to amaze, and not in a good way. The man who inspired working white people to vote for him by promising to disempower the largely Jewish vultures of Wall Street just can't stop appointing Goldman Sachs alumni. The latest is Gary Cohn, who Trump just announced will head his National Economic Council. Cohn is not just any Wall Street Jew, and not just any Goldman Sachs employee, but he is no less than the current president and chief operating officer at Goldman Sachs. And he's not just any Jew, either, but a prominent member of the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County, Florida. You don't get much more Jewish than that. He got his first job on Wall Street, by the way, by lying. You also don't get much more Jewish than that. That's not all, though. There's Steve Bannon, the literally Hitler Gentile Goldman Sachs alumnus, who went on to head the self-described alt-right, Jewish-founded and pro-Israel Breitbart News website, which makes millions of dollars by reporting with noticeably less anti-white bias than the other Jewish media, yet tries hard to keep its excited readers firmly in the philo-Semitic camp. And I reported last week on Trump's choice of another Goldman Sachs Jew, Steven Mnuchin, to lead the U.S. Treasury. And since then, Trump has created a panel of business leaders to formulate U.S. economic policy, which includes vulture capitalist Blackstone Group Chief Executive Officer Steve Schwarzman, a Jew. The panel is to be called the President's Strategic and Policy Forum. The Blackstone Group, by the way, is a hedge fund that specializes in leveraged buyouts and the gutting of the businesses it chooses as its victims, and can best be described as the institutionalization of unbridled greed. Schwarzman, in fact, was asked by Trump to pick the panel's other members. Perhaps the president-elect was tired of selecting Wall Street Jews to run America all by himself and outsourced the job of picking yet more of them to a waiting and willing Jew. Schwarzman picked the non-Jewish head of heavily Jewish Wall Street firm J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Jamie Dimon. BlackRock Incorporated CEO Lawrence Fink, a Jew, and the Jewish head of the Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger, who is one of the Jews who has transformed that company from a bastion of healthy white values into a typical degenerate anti-white Hollywood operation, promoting miscegenation, sexual perversion, and the inverted morality that leads to white genocide. Fink's BlackRock Incorporated is, according to Wikipedia, quote, by far the world's largest asset manager, with $5.1 trillion in assets under management, close quote, serving the world's richest clients, the heavily Jewish 0.1%ers, and has also been dubbed the world's largest shadow bank. A shadow bank is a legally questionable firm which performs many of the same functions as a bank, but due to Talmudically debatable legal loopholes, operates outside of normal banking regulations. And the similarity in names, Blackstone and BlackRock, is not coincidental. BlackRock was once called Blackstone Financial Management and was born out of a financing deal with Blackstone. All this is precisely what we do not want. I've been warning you about Trump since February. And Dr. Pierce warned us about Trump and his ilk, too, back in 1999, telling us then that Trump, along with foul boy George Bush and the unspeakable John McCain, were Jewish choices for Gentile frontmen to torpedo the presidential campaign of conservative nationalist Pat Buchanan. This is the way I see this working out. White America will get a few Alpo pellet-sized bones thrown its way, to the loud, screaming objections of the Jewish billionaire-controlled media. While Jewish financiers and Israel fanatics will hold even more power than they did during the Fetchit administration. Every effort will be made to make criticism of Jews a punishable offense, and Muslims and blacks will continue to be a weaponized instrument of social change, easily exploited and manipulated by the Jews and their politician employees, whether they're wearing their liberal multi-culti masks or their Trumpian anti-Muslim and anti-BLM masks. Muslims and blacks will not really be players, just pawns, just as they are when the FBI comes to town selling plastic explosives, timers, and bomb plans. They will be useful in cementing white American support for an uber-Zionist Trump administration, which will vigorously pretend to oppose Muslims and Black Lives Matter rioters. What Alpo pellet-sized bones will we get? One, a defense secretary named Mad Dog. Whoa, sounds tough, and we like tough, don't we? Who likes to shoot innocent Muslims for Israel. Two, a temporarily rising stock market that fewer and fewer of us can afford to invest in as we are forced to turn the heat down to 45 degrees and get 3 or 4 jobs per household in an effort to pay off the debts that Schwarzman and Mnuchin and Fink say we owe them. Three, tax credits or vouchers for private schools, which will be used as excuses for making sure that none of those schools vary more than 1 inch from the multiracialist Zionist party line. Four, a wall, maybe, on the Mexican border that will hypnotize whites into thinking, we won, even more than they did when Reagan was president. Meanwhile, chaotic, resistance-provoking mass immigration will be converted into strictly legal, orderly, systematic mass immigration, totally under the control of and for the benefit of our race's deadly enemies, who are now being elevated to positions of great power over us by Mr. Donald John Trump, erstwhile bedtime reader of Adolf Hitler's speeches and savior of the white race. Well, some of those are more like poison pellets than Alpo pellets, but what the hell? Dog food or cyanide, that's all we deserve, according to the Jews. And they know the dumbed-down conservakin will lap it up. But not everyone will. Many of Trump's wildest white nationalist God-Emperor supporters and populist nationalist supporters were never that enamored of Trump the man to begin with. To them, Trump was just a vehicle for long-suppressed ideas and ideals. Now that those ideas and ideals have stepped once again into public discourse and into the consciousness of millions who had never considered them before, they are not going away just because Trump has proved himself to be captured or unworthy. As I predicted back in February and March, Donald Trump openly states that he supports torture. The reinstatement of torture of helpless captives who have been secretly rendered into secret prisons and who are our opponents in the U.S. wars for Israel, which are still boiling over across the Middle East. Torture works, says the Donald. How much of a leap is it from that to rendering and torturing dissident Americans who oppose the so-called war on terror or other policies of the regime in Washington? If Trump's position on NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, who revealed more of the crimes of the Washington regime than any man in recent memory, is any indication, it's not such a far leap at all. Donald Trump says that Snowden should be executed. But the Trump phenomenon shows us that literally millions of our people are ready for a white man on horseback right now. A strong man who will use political power without restraint against those he deems enemies, and the proprieties and taboos and existing pecking order be damned. That's a good sign. Trump is not the strong man we hope for, but the fact that millions think he is and like it is a very hopeful sign. Millions now see the reality of corrupt democracy for what it is. Millions are now Jew wise and see the Jewish money men and media men as enemies. Millions are now ready for the answer: racial nationalism, racial socialism, and the principle that the best and strongest and most devoted men shall lead. They are ready for the total social transformation embodied in our foundational document, Building a New White World. Soon, if we do our duty well, they will be ready for a new cosmic vision of the purpose of life and of the European race. These energized millions already know enough to see that Trump is betraying them. These energized millions are not going to tolerate these hedge fund con men, these Jewish plunderers and haters ruling over us, censoring us, suppressing us, imprisoning us, exploiting us, and genociding us any longer. Even if Donald John Trump says they're really solid, really great, absolutely fabulous, winners, and I'm so happy they're on my team. Because these energized millions have seen the glowing golden light of a better way, shining high on the summit of the future, and they know, at least in part, who the enemy is. They know who is blocking the way. These energized millions may not know everything they need to know yet, but they do know that. It's your job to bring them the rest of the way. These energized millions need to hear our National Alliance message now. That's your job, ladies and gentlemen. If you really care, you'll be out doing it within 5 minutes of the end of this program. We can't say we weren't warned about Donald Trump. Not just by me, and not just by Dr. Pierce, but by Trump himself, who said during the campaign, quote, "Once I'm president, I'm a totally different person. I can be the most politically correct person you've ever seen," close quote. No kidding. How about 2 months before he's president? Earlier this year, I produced a flyer for the sponsor of this broadcast, the National Alliance, which we distributed far and wide over the subsequent months. I received quite a bit of flack for producing it from good people who thought it was impolitic at the time, and perhaps it was. It pictured Donald Trump with his image framed by the headline in large type, "Incredibly Stupid." And it read as follows. It is incredibly stupid for white people to think that we can vote ourselves out of the mess that we're in. There was a time when we could have done that, when we were the overwhelming majority, when our borders meant something, when the Founding Fathers' racial definition of citizenship was still in force. But that time has now passed. With the mass media and the government in the hands of people who hate our very existence, who are importing millions of third worlders every year to replace us, who steal our wealth to the tune of trillions to bail out the bankers and trillions more to buy the votes of the underclass, who promote racial mixing as a means of genocide. It is long past time for voting. It is time for organizing and planning so that our families, our culture, and our values can survive the dark times ahead. Together, we will build a new society and achieve a destiny greater than anything that has come before. Join us. We're the men and women of the National Alliance. Impolitic or not, I stand by those words. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. Write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA, to learn how you can make your life count. Or visit natall.com. That's NATALL.com. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.